a leading strategist of the Cold War, has died. George F. Kennan passed away last night in Princeton, New Jersey. He was 101 years old. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has this remembrance.
His name is forever attached to one letter and one word. The letter is X, the pseudonym he chose for an unorthodox article in Foreign Affairs magazine in 1947 on Soviet policy. The word was containment, the essence of the policy of maintaining peaceful pressure on the Soviet Union until a collapse of communist rule that he regarded as inevitable. His views had been communicated to the State Department in 1946 in what became known as the Long Telegram. In it, he declared that Moscow was impervious to the logic of reason, but highly sensitive to the logic of force. Kennan had a strong affection for the Russian people and a strong contempt for its rulers. In 1952, serving in his fifth month as ambassador to Moscow, he went out to West Berlin on leave. There he remarked to a reporter that life in Moscow was like life in a German prison camp, except that in Moscow we are at liberty to go out and walk the streets under guard. Stalin declared Kennan persona non grata, and he returned to Washington, where he soon became embroiled in strong disagreements with President Eisenhower's hawkish Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles. Kennan had reservations about the war in Korea, and he opposed intervention in Vietnam. He opposed the development of the hydrogen bomb. He advocated negotiations with the Soviet Union for mutual withdrawal of forces from Germany. He got little support within the Eisenhower and Truman administrations. But the Russian scholar diplomat also urged the American government to withdraw from its public advocacy of democracy and human rights, a position that would not sit well with the Bush administration today. And Ambassador Avril Harriman once said that Kennan understood Russia better than the United States. Kennan wrote that Americans, especially Californians, were childlike in many respects, fun-loving, unanalytical, unintellectual, preoccupied with physical beauty and prowess, given to sudden, unthinking seizures of aggressiveness. Yet it is hard to think of America and the world today without the profound effect that Kennan had in averting a hot and possibly nuclear war instead of a half century of Cold War that ended as he predicted it would. This is Daniel Shore.